Hey, it's Fake News Phil coming to you from deep inside the Soviet States of America once again. So, I'm trying not to rehash on some of my older videos, but I kind of got into a thing with somebody online about the Reagan assassination. And, that's the, I think America is the land of fake shootings, and it's been that way for. Man, who knows how long? I think it goes back a long ways. The land of fake shootings. I mean, and they're really ramping them up now. But we can, I mean, there's been like 190 mass shootings and 130 day calendar days, and I think 189 of them are fake. And I'm being generous by saying that one of them is real. I think 189 are fake. I can basically guarantee it, only because I just haven't gone into all of them, but I'm pretty sure they're all fake. Okay. So 190 fake mass shootings in 130 calendar days. But this goes back. I was looking, so I thought, okay, well, I haven't looked at, because I already did the video about the Abraham Lincoln thing. Okay, so the Abraham Lincoln was the biggest crime in American history at the time, and we didn't take any photos of nothing. Not a single photo. We didn't take a photo of Ford's Theater. We didn't take a picture of the booth where Lincoln was sitting. We didn't take a picture of John Wilkes Booth. I mean, after we killed him, we didn't take a picture of his dead body. The United States government can't even prove that John Wilkes Booth is dead. They have zero evidence that John Wilkes Booth is dead. You kidding me? You can't. And we, of course, they didn't take a picture of Abraham Lincoln's dead body. I mean, they kept opening up his casket like seven different times. Like the last time they opened his casket was in 1901, and nobody thought to take a picture of it. It's like, you didn't take a picture of Abraham Lincoln's. Supposedly, the witnesses said, oh, his body was beautifully preserved. You could still see the mole on his cheek. And well, I don't believe you because he didn't take a picture of it. So I don't believe that Abraham Lincoln's body was beautifully preserved. Why did you take a picture of it? Cameras were everywhere in 1901. See, that's the America never takes pictures of shit because Americans never need to prove nothing to you because you don't demand proof. It's all the trust me system. It's how American propaganda works. Just trust me. It happened. Trust me. It's like, so I was looking at this. So there's a couple other assassinations I haven't looked at. So I thought I'd take a quick look at them. Was it the Garfield assassination and the McKinley assassination? So, these are lesser known ones. I guess Charles Guiteau killed Garfield. So who is this cat? Here he is. Charles Guiteau, assassin of the president, killed President Garfield. What was it? 1881. So, well, we took a picture of him. I guess I don't know what he's posing for. But he took a picture. So he got sentenced to death, of course. We got a picture of his gallows. This is called the Guiteau Gallows. You can notice it's kind of like in a small room here. But, so they took a real photo of the gallows. But when the assassination took place, suddenly they didn't have a camera all of a sudden. It's like, well, we forgot to bring a camera. As always. So what they did is somebody wrote a sketch. Right. And so because nobody had a camera. And so here we are. We're in Washington, D.C., the closing act in the great national tragedy, medical examination of Guiteau's body after the execution. And so here it is. Nobody had a camera. It was easier for them to do make this engraving. You know how much work it takes to do an engraving? This is like tedious and takes hours. Wouldn't it just be simpler just to take a picture? But of course, that's not how Americans know things. See here, the engraver made sure he, see this guy is taking copious notes. So this is to instill that this was a very well documented event. Can't you see that people were taking notes? It's like, no, nobody took a damn picture. Okay, this is the least documented event in freaking history, just like all the rest. Okay, what's the medical examiner doing? Is he throwing up or something? It's like, this is the first time you're a medical examiner and you've never seen a dead body before. This is just to instill emotion. This is to get a greater emotional impact. And look at all these people in this room. It's like, look at all these people in this room. Well, here's the room where the gallows are in. I don't know. Doesn't look like you can fit that many people in there. The Guto gallows. So, you know, once again, the Americans forgot to bring their camera. For some reason, they saved his brain. Here's the brain of Charles Guto. I don't know. Does that even look like a brain to you? It's like, whatever. This is all just bullshit. Everything's just bullshit. And they saved his skull. I don't know why they needed to save Guto's skull. But, you know, they did. So, then we had the, what was it? The McKinley assassination in 1901. It was carried out by this guy, DeGosh or something. Wait, I have his name over here. I had to print it out. Leon Czolgosz. That's his name. You pronounce it Leon Czolgosz. So, you know, the guy killed a president and nobody knows his name, right? Who can pronounce that shit? So anyway, that's him right there. Leon Czolgosz is the guy who killed McKinley. Again, they gave us another stupid reason. It's always a stupid reason. I mean, just going to the Reagan assassination, right? I mean, God, my brain hurts. What the Hinckley was infatuated with Jodie Foster, and he thought that killing the president would make him more popular or something. I mean, these stories are always so ridiculous and stupid. And he was friends with the Bush family, and Mark David Chapman was also friends with the Bush family, and he ended up killing John Lennon, but that assassination was fake too. I think he said that he was brainwashed by that book Catcher in the Rye. He was like reading Catcher in the Rye as he shot John Lennon. It's like, all right, people, put your brain cells together. This is not reality. These are just cheesy, laughable. And now John Hinckley is on YouTube right now, and he's got like 30,000 followers, and he makes guitar music, and he actually goes on tour and does little concerts and shit. Dude, that's not reality. The guy shot the president and he's out doing guitar tours. That's because he was never in jail. Nobody got shot at the Reagan assassination. James Brady was fully conscious. I'll put that video in the description. I mean, it's a 13-minute video. You got to watch that Reagan assassination. It's the most laughable fake thing. The camera operators, there was like four camera operators there, and none of them flinch when the bullets start going. See, I've worked with camera operators. I know what happens. If bullets start going out, they're dropping their camera and they're running for their damn life, right? I mean, you know, because you don't know where the bullets are coming from. You don't know how many gunmen there are. I mean, it's a president of the United States, for crying out loud. It could be a terrorist attack. As a camera operator, you don't make enough money to freaking stay there and stay trained on the action. No, you're running for your damn life. Okay, but yet all four of these camera operators remained trained on the action. That's because they knew the deal. They knew it was no bullets were flying. They knew that it was all a stage show. That's why those camera operators remained steady. And you look, and James Brady is moving his legs. He raises his head about three different times. He moves his lips like he's talking to the people above him. We were told that a bullet exploded inside his skull, but yet he was not unconscious. He was fully conscious the entire time. That whole thing is a clown show. One of the Secret Service officers gets shot, and he does the cowboy and Indian thing. He goes, "Oh, you got me." It's like, that's not, that's, see, back in 1981, We had a lot of Western movies out, and so that's the only way people knew how to act is like when they get shot, they go, "Oh, you got me!" And so the way the Secret Service acted during that Reagan set is just laughable. It's clown show. This is clown world. It's clown world. Okay, so all these presidential assassinations and attempts are fake. And why would the Secret Service do that just 18 years after their darkest day when JFK was supposedly assassinated? That's because it wasn't their darkest day. You know, nobody got fired after JFK got assassinated. Nobody got fired. Nobody got fired after 9/11. You know why? Because everybody did their job perfectly. They fooled you perfectly. Why would they fire somebody when they did their job good? All that Secret Service, all the CIA, they did their job perfectly. Nobody got fired because you all fell for it, right? So nobody gets fired. And this guy kills McKinley. So we're told. Oh, but they see this one, they provided us a video. This was like 1901. It's like this is like very early newsreels. And okay, so and I've seen this before, but I didn't realize that this was the execution of this presidential assassin. I'm going to hopefully my video will play properly. Hopefully it plays good enough. I know when I share videos, it sometimes is jumpy. So we kind of go, this is 1901 newsreel here. And here they're bringing them out. They're bringing them out. Here's the electric chair. See? Here's the electric chair. And look how fast this goes. Look at how fast this goes. They get the electric chair ready. They bring in Leon here. They quickly strap him in. Quickly strap him in. I'm sure you've seen this video before, but look at it. This is in a new, look at it with your new eyeballs today. Okay. This is a fake assassination. This is a fake execution. Okay. They strap him in and they pull the switch. All right. And goes real fast. Hold on. It gives a signal. And so see him lift up out of the chair. Then he relaxes back in the chair. Then he lifts up out of the chair again a second time. He relaxes back in the chair. Then he lifts up out of the chair a third time and relaxes. And now they declare him dead. Okay, you should have seen vomit coming out of his mouth. You should have seen massive convulsions. You should have seen some smoke. You saw no vomit. You saw no convulsions. That was just some guy raising up and sitting himself back down in the chair. You know, this, and now they declare him dead. Okay, so see this reminds me of what Richard Nixon said. He said, "The American people don't believe anything until they see it on TV." See, back in 1901, when the Americans saw that at the newsreels, they probably went home to their family and said, "Oh my God, I saw the execution. It was horrible. He lifted up the chair. It was just awful." But they don't know what a real electrocution looks like, right? I mean, that was, and so the American public, just like Richard Nixon said, the American people don't believe anything until they see it on TV. They gave us this cheesy newsreel that shows a very hurried execution. It took a very short time. It reminds me of Timothy McVeigh. Remember when they hurried his execution? He was brought in for lethal injection. The witnesses there said they hurried it along really quick, and they could even see Timothy McVeigh still breathing as they wheeled him out. Because these executions are fake, the court cases are fake. I'm sure Leon Dagosh's trial was also a theater. Where America is also the land of fake trials, right? Fake trials, fake shootings, theater, kabuki, everything. Charles Manson, O.J. Simpson, all these trials are fake. Timothy McVeigh's trial was fake. You know, Derek Chauvin's trial was fake. It's all, yeah, and people. The level of control that we are under in this country is Soviet. There's no other way to describe it. It's a Soviet level of control. So Yeah. So I'm not convinced on either of those other two assassinations either. I think all the American presidents faked their assassination, including Ren. Reagan blew it because he made so many mistakes during his assassination attempt. It makes us look at all the other ones more closely. It's like that Reagan assassination attempt was just laughable. It's a clown show. I'm not going to believe that. You can't tell me that James Brady was shot in the head. Especially when he does an interview in 2011 and the scar is on the wrong side of his head, right? Because he was shot on the left side of his head, but during the interview in 2011, James Brady has a scar over here. Okay, it's just like Gabby Giffords. Yeah, and in fact, during that interview, James Brady passes the baton to Gabby Giffords. Carry on the message. Carry on the crusade. And we all know the Gabby Giffords. That whole thing was fake too. It was that Jared Loughner, and they gave us that mugshot of Jared Loughner, and he was just this crazy, whacked out guy. All these narratives behind these shootings are just ludicrous. They're laughable. This is not reality. This is out of the imagination of a Jewish scriptwriter, out of a Jewish mind. Okay, and then and then I get people who ding me on the Challenger explosion. I remember when that Challenger blew up, and see, there are a few things that I just will not accept. I won't accept that Reagan was assassinated, and I won't accept, or Reagan got shot, and James Brady got shot in the head. I won't accept that. I won't accept that the Challenger astronauts are dead. I mean, come on, two of the survivors claim to be twin brothers of the astronauts. I mean, come on, we know they didn't have twin brothers at time of launch. I mean, that is insulting. And Judy Resnick has that voice that is just so distinctive. It's like a one in a million voice. And she's teaching a law class at Yale University. All we have to do is just prove that one of the astronauts survived. We can prove three of them did, okay? Three. Okay. And the other three are very convincing as well. The two twins and Judy Resnick, I mean, come on. It's book closed, case closed. I mean, they spit fake the space shuttles, okay? Now, why are they faking outer space? And then, people go start calling me a flat tart. I haven't mentioned the word flat earth once, okay? Here's what happened is the wrong people won World War II. And so the victors of World War II immediately started brainwashing the population of the world. And brainwashing us about this fake universe, about this fake outer space, about a fake moon landing, about fake satellites, about fake space stations, about fake planets that we can send probes to, fake Saturn with a hexagon on the North Pole. Okay, so why are they doing that? Why are they putting us in a fake universe? Because, that's what you would expect with communists win the war, because the communists are in league with Satan himself. The communists are Satan's foot soldiers on Earth. And so the Germans are studying the Black Sun, or they were studying the swastika inside the flat disc, right? This is a Jewish or a German parade. You can see, oh, what did I get? The swastika inside the flat disc, right? It's a sun disc. The Germans believed in a flat sun. The sun was a disc. Now it makes sense because the moon is a disc also. We only see one side of the moon. And so that means we only see one side of the sun also. So it's a different version of the universe, right? And that explains perfectly why NASA's doing all this. Don't call me a flat earther. The Germans were the smartest people in Europe. They had a different version of the universe. It's time we get figure out what they're onto, because we had to destroy those people. And that was probably why, is because these people need to keep us in a fake universe. Anyway, so that's all I got. Just want to ramble on about some more fake shootings. There's just so many of them, and I could spend my entire lifetime going over these fake shootings. Okay, talk to you later. All right, bye.